Mercifully grant that our life on earth be guarded by those who continually stand in your presence and minister to you in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Words today from the collect prayer of today's Mass of the Feast of the Dedication of the Church of St. Michael the Archangel. And the devotion to St. Michael reminded me of, we always think in terms of his protection of us all. And that protection, I think, is greatly illustrated by this story that I had once come across that had happened back in the year 1950, so not all that long ago, during the Korean War. At one point, there was a U.S. soldier that was in the hospital, and he wrote a letter home to his mother of this account. His mother had always been very dear to him and had raised him very well, raised him to be a good Catholic, raised him to always say his prayers, and particularly a prayer after his own patron. You see, his name was Michael, and he had to pray every morning as a little boy to his patron saint, Saint Michael. And the little prayer that his mother taught him was, "Michael, Michael of the morning, fresh court of heaven adorning, keep me safe today, and in time of temptation, drive the devil away." Well, he did pray it every single day as a child, and he kept praying it even into his young adulthood when he went off to war. And being in war, he figured he needed St. Michael's protection more than any other time. And so he continued to say it during his time at war. Well, one day, it was a cold winter day there in the Korean Peninsula, and he was on scout duty. He was going ahead of the rest of the company to check out the forwarded positions to see if there was any enemy in sight or if they could pass safely. Well, in going out, he was by himself and he's walking along, and all of a sudden, he notices this other soldier that comes up next to him, another American soldier, and he's a big man. He notices that he's much taller than he is, and he's just very muscular and very strong, and just a mountain of a man. And so he asks him where he came from, because he hadn't seen him before. He said, "Well, I just joined the company, so you probably wouldn't have seen me, but here I am. I figured I'd come and give you a hand." And so Michael asked him, what's your name? And the big giant soldier responded to him and said, "Well, my name is Michael, but people call me Big Mike." And Michael was astonished by this. He says, "Hey, my name is Michael as well." And Big Mike looks at him and says, "I know. Michael, Michael of the morning." And he repeated the prayer to him, which of course took Michael by complete surprise, and he didn't know what to do. But before he could utter any kind of shock statement or wonder how the man knew about it, Big Mike turned to him and said, "There's going to be trouble ahead, be ready." And just a moment later, a heavy snow started to fall there that he couldn't see anything. And so they keep him pushing forward down this pathway and not being able to see around them with the snow. And Michael, the original, he is starting to get very nervous about this and not knowing where they're even walking. Are they walking into a trap? Are they walking into enemy soldiers? What are they doing? And as soon as he was about to voice this fear to Big Mike, he said, "Don't worry, it'll clear up." Instant, it did. But at that moment, there before them, as soon as they walked out of the snow, stood seven North Korean soldiers there, right before them. And obviously they saw that these two Americans are walking along. So Michael dives out of the roadway, to get the cover. And as he does so, he turns back to see where the other soldier, Big Mike, was, and he's standing in the middle of the road, not moving at all. So Michael breaks his cover and comes running back to try to get him, And at that moment, he was shot and he falls to the ground. And when he did so, he looked up and he saw Big Mike standing there, but he wasn't just as he had seen him before, but he was all radiant in light and had two wings coming out of his back, and he was holding a sword. And then at that moment, he blacked out and woke up later in the hospital to recover from his wounds. When he did so, he was trying to piece it all together in his mind, and he said to the commanding officer who had come to visit him, he said, "What happened? And what happened to Big Mike? Is he okay?" And the man said, "Who's Big Mike?" And he said, "Well, he was with me on that scouting thing." And he said, "There's nobody of that name or even of that description that you're describing to me, but we all want to know how you did what you did." And he said, what do you mean by that?" He said, "Well, we saw that the snowstorm came over you, and because we had, you know, positions to look out where you were from on high. And we saw the snowstorm, we lost sight of you. And then when we came, when the snow broke, we saw you there laying on the road, and all seven of the Korean soldiers were dead amongst you, but you were by yourself. And when we got down there, you hadn't fired a single shot out of your weapon. And all seven of those soldiers have been killed by a sword. And so we're wondering, how did you manage to do that?" Well, Michael knew at that point that Big Mike that was with him was actually his patron saint, Saint Michael, the archangel. And Saint Michael had defended him and protected him. And this is what he wrote home to his own mother, this whole entire story. And he recovered from his wounds and eventually was able to make it home afterwards. But that whole miraculous story of the protection of Saint Michael over him in that moment. Why? Because he had been faithful every single day to his prayers to Saint Michael. Now, for us, Saint Michael does provide us protection when we need it, you know, in our lives. He will protect us from physical harm in our lives. Now, that's not to say that every time we stand to get hurt a little bit or something comes our way, it still might be God's will that we do have to suffer some, because it reminds us that this is not our home, of course, and that it keeps us striving and relying upon God. But, you know, he will protect us at times physically, but when he will always protect us is spiritually. He'll never fail us then, because never does God want to allow us to fall into sin. He'll let us be tempted, but if we turn to the means like Saint Michael, then there's no way that we do fall. If we are praying, if we are persevering in that prayer and our temptation, then we are not going to sin. We're not going to fall away from God. We are going to be successful in that good fight for our souls. And just as much as Saint Michael would want to protect us in our physical life, it's his job to protect us in our spiritual life. Every angel in heaven has a duty. He has a job that is given to him by God himself. Every angel has different tasks that they have to do. That's what they're made for. You know, the cherubim and seraphim that are closest to God, their job is to worship God himself. They're in perpetual adoration of God himself. But then other angels, like Saint Gabriel, his job is to bring messages to earth. Well, Saint Michael is tasked with the protection against the devil and the aid in assisting people in fighting against the devil and temptation. And so if that's his job, if that's what God made him specifically for, he's going to be a great source of strength for us to aid us in fighting that battle. And us turning to him is already three quarters of that victory. It's persevering in that aid that he gives us is that last little bit of it. But the very fact that we turn to him is going to help us immensely. And we not only turn to him in the moments of temptation, but we should kind of have that maintenance level as well. Every single day, invoking St. Michael, saying the St. Michael prayer. That's why every person that comes through here, every little kid that is about to receive their first communion, we make them memorize a number of various prayers that they'd have to say. And one of them is always the St. Michael prayer, because it's so important for them. At the age of communion, you know, which is around 7, of course, they've just obtained the use of reason. And with that, they've just obtained the ability to actually fall into sin. Of course, with little children, it's just little sins usually. But at the same time, that's when they start needing that spiritual protection. And it never goes away all our life long. And so our devotion to St. Michael should never go away all our life long. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.